And this is my last facilitation of the Ask It Basket at PRASA for my beloved delegates. I'm so glad you're here to join us. And all the delegates are here. You're all here. Okay. And we have read the anonymity statement in the first two panels already, and I'll ask you all to abide by it. Please, no photography or recording during the panel. There's a table outside hosted by Smile God Loves You that will offer a complete recording of the entire program. Thank you. And our panelists are your Pacific Region delegates, and I'm just going to call their names and wave your hands when you, so that we know who you are. Alaska, Wayne. Arizona, Larry. Southern California, Nikki. California, Northern Coastal, Chitra. California, Northern Interior, Claudio. San Diego Imperial, Adrian. Mid-Southern California, Deborah. Hawaii, Deborah. Idaho, Heather. Nevada, Lyle. Oregon, Chris. Utah, Mike. Western Washington, Courtney. Eastern Washington, Dan. Central California, Rudy. And is Drew here? Okay. And our honorary member of the Pacific Region from the BC Yukon, Drew. Okay. Our reader for this panel is Antonio. It's got a keyboard up there.
Oh, okay. Aloha. My name is Antonio, and I'm an alcoholic. I'm from DCM, from Linguistic District 35, Southern California, Area 5. Voy a leer en español. Hay pocos absolutos en Alcohólicos Anónimos. Tenemos como objetivo la absoluta sobriedad, el anonimato absoluto al más alto nivel. La membresía absoluta, una persona es miembro y así lo dice. Lo demás está abierto a interpretación. No pongamos una interpretación a este valioso slogan de principios antepuestos a personalidades, que hagan suponer por un momento la personalidad como tal sea siempre eliminada y que cuanto más parezcamos mansas cifras, mayor será la virtud, mayor será la comunidad, mayor será la estabilidad. Porque verán ustedes, desde el principio al fin, todas nuestras relaciones, todas las fructíferas, son algo muy personal. Cuando ustedes o yo hacemos una nueva tarea de paso 12, es un asunto muy personal. Y tienes el derecho a usar todos los poderes posibles de ejemplo, persuasión, con el nuevo miembro. No puedes hacer menos, es un asunto muy personal. No están aquí porque son el colmo de la macedumbre, están aquí porque son individuos y cada uno tiene una personalidad. Pero la diferencia entre estas personalidades aquí y muchas del mundo a nuestro alrededor es esta. Operamos en el marco de los principios suficientemente sinceros bajo la gracia de Dios, que nos hace sobrevivir, vivir, amar y desarrollarnos. Así que deben dejar sitio para algo llamado liderazgo. No nos precipitemos a decir que cuando alguien está en la minoría, expresando enérgicamente está necesariamente equivocado, porque pertenece al culto, a la personalidad. No digamos que porque tratamos de persuadirnos unos a otros estamos fuera de lugar. Después de todo, así funciona. La democracia es la forma de llegar a la conciencia de grupo, es la forma de actuar de los servidores de confianza. Eso significa debate, eso significa usar los dones que tenga cada uno. Es la forma de ejercitar la personalidad dentro del marco de los principios. Es la auténtica esencia de nuestra vida y nuestro desarrollo. Esto lo sabemos por la experiencia de casi 30 años, ahora en la actualidad 91. Confiemos en nuestros servidores, confiemos en los unos a los otros. Nuestra gran responsabilidad, página 56 a 57. Gracias.
Bob, alcoholic. And for those who do not speak Spanish, and thank you for doing it, here is our reading. Leadership. There are very few absolutes in the AA program. We shoot for absolute sobriety, for absolute anonymity at the top level, for an absolute membership. A guy's a member if he says so. And I'll add, and a gal. Everybody else as well. The rest are open to interpretation. So let's not put an interpretation on this valued slogan, principles before personalities, that would make us for one moment suppose that personality as such is always to be eliminated, and that the more we can resemble meek ciphers, the greater the virtue, the greater the comfort, the greater the stability. Because you see, really, from the beginning to end, all of our relationships, all of the fruitful ones, are very personal. When you or I call on a new 12-step job, it's a very personal business. And you're entitled to use all of your powers of example and persuasion with the prospect. You cannot do less. It is a highly personable business. You are not here because you are the acme of meekness. You are here because you are individuals, and each of you has a personality. But the difference between these personalities here and so many in the world around us is this. We are operating in a frame of principles, truthful enough under God's grace to cause us to survive, to live, to love, and to grow. So we must leave room for something called leadership. Let us never be hasty to say that when somebody is loudly in the minority, that they are necessarily wrong because they belong to the cult of personality. Let us not say because we try to persuade each other that we are out of order. After all, this is the way of democracy. This is the way of group conscience. This is the way of trusted servants. This means debate. This means the exercise of such gifts as each has. The sort of exercise of personality within the framework of the principles is the very essence of our life and of our growth. This we know from 30 years of experience. So let us trust our servants and let us trust each other. Our great responsibility, Bill, pages 56 and 57. Thank you.
Okay. Well, it's going to go to the moderator.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess we'll.
Okay. Down. Better?
Yes, thank you. And our timer is Mary. And she'll read the what's going to happen here.
Aloha mai ohana. My name's Mary. I am an alcoholic. For this session, each of the delegates will be given 2 minutes to answer the Ask It Basket question received by our moderator. The yellow caution light will be turned on after 90 seconds, the red light at 2 minutes, followed by loving applause. Mahalo.
Okay, we only have an hour, and we had wonderful, lots of wonderful questions, so we're just going to get right to it. And I have a question for each one of the delegates, and some extras if we have extra time. So the first question goes to Mike, and it is, what's after delegate? Will there be a grieving period?
Thank you for that question, Madam Chair, and thank you for whoever presented this today. Happy birthday to my dear friend Lyle C., 38 years today. And happy birthday to anybody celebrating a milestone today. We hope that your gratitude for us is as big as our gratitude for you. My name is Mike, and I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is March 10th, 1999, and I'm the current delegate for panel 75, Area 69, Utah. What is next after delegate? Is there a grieving period? I've witnessed that. I've witnessed some past delegates that have had a rough time transitioning. Personally, I did not intend on standing for anything else after delegate. If I didn't get delegate, that I was going to rotate, because I thought rotation would be healthy and I'd been up front long enough. And guess what? I got pulled out of the hat, so here I am. In our area, I will be the immediate past delegate, and I have some responsibilities there, and Alcoholics Anonymous has invested enough in me that I believe I need to show up and be a resource if they call on me. But as what thrills me to the core is to go back to knee-to-knee work, is to go back to a treatment center, is to go back to a central office, is to go back and help somewhere, anywhere that I can. I'll have more time for new sponsees or wherever God puts in front of me. But I'm thrilled, I'm excited. I hope I don't have that down period, because there's too much good work that needs to be done in Alcoholics Anonymous. And I'm ready. I'm ready for today, I'm ready for tomorrow, and I'm ready to sit down. Thanks.
Thank you, Mike. Our next question goes to Deborah for her first time at an Ask It Basket here. The question is, how can I learn more about general service?
And microphones at the table do work if you'd like to use them.
Hi, everybody. My name is Deborah, and I'm an alcoholic. The question, how can I learn more about general service? First of all, it's dry, but it can be so amazing to study with others, and that's what I found in 2019. In 2019, when everything shut down, we have a lot of process around by us. I'm in mid-southern California, so in 2019, I went to Anaheim, which was 15 minutes from my house, and I met some amazing people on this very last day. Sunday. I came with a bunch of girls from a treatment house, and by Friday night they were like, where's the dance, where's the boys, and this is ridiculous. I was hooked. I kept coming back Saturday and Sunday, and I met an amazing woman from Area 9, and when the world shut down, I attended her home group regularly. But then I learned from all sorts of people all over the 93 other areas about this amazing book. And in 2020, we all had our new red one. And I rushed off to Salt Lake City, because I have a home in Salt Lake City. And my family was going through some difficulties. And so my mom asked me to go and do some things there for her. And but we all were trucking around from Area 9 with our new red book, and it was amazing. And one of the people, my chair, a girl from Area 9 was at the mic, and she was struggling, you know, the thing, and I lifted it up like this, and she said, yeah, that thing that she's got there. And my chair at the time put in my phone, you should read that. So my red one is so dog-eared, and even this one, it has tabs. I just was bound and determined to learn everything about it, but it's definitely more fun in fellowship. So get together, read it together, figure it out. Thanks.
This question is for Rudy, and Antonio is going to read it.
Antonio!
Antonio. Motivar a los líderes de mucho tiempo que los nuevos estamos aprendiendo y que nos equivocamos. Invitarlos a ser inclusivos con los nuevos.
I was hoping to get an easy one. My name is Rudy, I'm an alcoholic. LA 93, panel 75 delegate. I know I got some past delegates in front. So, motivar a los líderes, mucho tiempo, motivate our leaders, enough time. Because the new, we're learning. And we make mistakes. So they want me to invite them to be inclusive, right? With the new members. I had to say in English, right? Or in Spanish? English. Okay. So, definitely AA is inclusive. Definitely. We always talk about this, and I learned these terms when I started to go into my area, to Plaza, and I can see it. I can feel it. One of the things that I was afraid of is that I wasn't going to be accepted because of, I've been in AA for 17 years, and I was afraid of my English, and I've been getting it just a little better. So I was kind of afraid that I would be rejected, I wouldn't be accepted. And I didn't know I was going to be part of this whole structure. Beautiful. So for the new people, for the new members, I know we make mistakes. And it's okay to make mistakes. And we just got to continue. Guys, there is a nice discipline about getting into a program, do it right, and continue. I got to tell you, the experience, the learning is amazing. I feel great about being part of this big community. So thank you.
Okay. The next question goes to Chitra. How have you welcomed or recruited, it says, others to join General Service?
Hi, my name's Chitra. I'm an alcoholic. Panel 75 delegate for CNCA. How have I welcomed or recruited others to join General Service? I do it the same way I was taught, which is like, you don't tell them. I put sponsees in the car and take them wherever I go, no matter what I am doing. Then they put their sponsees in the car and take them out. And I mean, we were sitting in a district meeting or an assembly. They don't know what they're at, but they're not drinking for that day. And that is the point. I also have to say, like, there's a lot of following people into General Service because you think they're cute or not. Like, any way you want to get them here, it doesn't matter. We grow up. We love each other. This is our circle. We meet. We hang out. We show love. And we don't die. So we're not here to prove ourselves. We're here to learn that we're enough. So I'm really glad no one told me what I was getting into, and you guys get to do it next. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is for Claudio. Okay. What do you do when you have a couple of GSRs that hijack district meetings?
Thank you. Thank you for the question. I'm an alcoholic. My name is Claudio. And I serve as the delegate for California Northern Interior Area 07, and I'm serving on the cooperation with the professionals community at the conference. What do you do when you have a couple of GSRs that hijack district meetings? I don't know if this question is related to other GSRs who might feel out of place, or for a DCM who feels they're losing control of what's happening. In those situations, if you're a DCM, you reach out to your officers, you reach out to other people, and you bring that question up. I think it's important that we reach out to those people if we're struggling, if we don't know what's happening. And if you're a fellow GSR, bring that to your DCM. The thing is, at times, GSRs, or they're new, or there's some people who have time and they're hijacking it, and they might not know what they're doing. Or they're just so passionate about it and they just want to hear their voice be heard. There's a lot of ways of going about it. But if someone is taking over, it's not going to be helpful. And what you're going to do is lose more GSRs because they don't want to go. It's going to get unhealthy. And little by little, districts go dark because of situations like that. So you do want to address it at to the DCMs. So talk about at the area with other DCMs. Have those moments with it. Because any job you start in, me starting this position, there's fear that comes in. There's fear of trying to go at somebody. There's fear of a lot of fears. And for me, when I was elected, that fear crept in. And for me, I reached out to fellow delegates that are sitting at this up here with me. And I think Trisha said it at the very end. And I reached out to her, and we're talking. And she said, just always remember, you are enough. And so if you're sitting here right now as a GSR, lost, confused, not know what's happening, and alone, just know you are enough. Happy 24 hours. My name is Claudio.
Thank you. The next question is for Lyle, and happy birthday. The question is, How do I contact my delegate? And how do I contact various trustees? And service desks at GSO? And the GSO manager? And the chairman of the board? Happy birthday, Lyle.
And I used to like you so much.
I know.
I used to love her, you know. And my name is Lyle, and I am an alcoholic.
Hey, Lyle.
I have the pleasure and the honor of serving Area 42, which is Nevada, and I'm a Panel 75 delegate on serving on trustees and also international conventions, regional forums. So that's I learned how to contact these people, you know, and it's really great to be here today. My sobriety date is March 1, 1988, so thank you. I'll put out my Venmo account somewhere and keep it real. You know, we have a page in our website with all the contact information for my area. And I've been getting texts and emails. I got one this morning about an agenda item that one of the items in that agenda item was in French instead of English, and so we had to do some arranging and do things like that, and I did that this morning before I came here, you know. And you know, there is a page that has the contact information for this, you know. And if you don't have a service sponsor, that might be one way to be connected to the general service. That's how I started, with a service sponsor from my DC, when I was a DCM. I was elected DC, I was hijacked DCM actually, but so I asked the person who did that to me to be my service sponsor, and it's really been helpful because I figured that that would teach him, you know. And so it's very, you know, ooh, my red light almost. So anyway, we have the information posted at AA.org, and at the bottom of the page is what's new. And if you go there, you will find out a tremendous amount of information. So thank you.
Thank you. And Heather is next. Okay. Okay, here's your question. Why not audio or Zoom stream the General Service Conference?
Good morning. My name is Heather, and I am an alcoholic. I have the honor and privilege to serve Idaho Area 18 as their Panel 76 delegate. Okay. I love you, too. Okay, I'm going to repeat the question. Why not audio, even Zoom, stream the General Service Conference? We are not a secret society. Thank you for the question. Well, I break this down into two buckets. Whether it's for the conference members to do it via Zoom instead of in person. I can see people thinking that might be a good idea to save money. And then the other is having it on Zoom or some other platform so that the broader membership could attend. And as far as doing it for the conference on Zoom, well, I'm married to a past delegate who actually did it on Zoom. He was the Panel 70 delegate from Idaho. And his experience is very different than conference members who have been able to attend the General Service Conference in person. And there's just something to be said about that face-to-face interaction and those relationship building. Just like here, it's a much different experience coming to PRASA in person than it was in 2021 when it was on Zoom. And I know which one I prefer. So there's that. As far as the broader membership, the broader fellowship, it's because you're not voting members. That's the short answer. You've elected your delegates to be that member, that GSR for your area at the General Service Conference. So it's not about being a secret society. It's about keeping the meeting in a reasonable size to actually get the work done. So that's enough out of me. Thank you.
Awesome. Drew, you're up. Your question is, how do we encourage more participation on the board from members of remote communities?
Hello, friends. I'm Drew, an alcoholic. Privilege and honor to serve Area 79 BC Yukon in Canada as their Panel 75 delegate. And I sat back there so I could take a bit of time to think about the question when I got up here. How do we encourage more participation on the board from members of remote communities? Remote communities can be defined in many different ways. It's not just geography, right? There can be different barriers that keep people from entering Alcoholics Anonymous. And we had a great discussion about that in the safety breakout yesterday. I think just visibility matters. And we had some great topics this weekend about inclusion and how do we create more stories for the pamphlets for the Asian American and Asian Canadian alcoholic and the transgender alcoholic. So we need to be a welcoming society for everybody, for remote communities to participate. We need to make sure no matter who comes in the rooms, the hand of AA is there. If you encourage people like me to serve on general, in the general service structure, you'll get more people that look and sound like me that bring a different perspective to general service. And we've had members speak about that this weekend. And I think it's just so vital for our communities to know that we're welcome here, because that's how we get diverse representation. And I just want to say a thank you to all the GSRs that are here. I mean, who are you? Raise your hand. You're the future. And we need you. And we need you to bring back the most important information to your groups. And if you want informed information, make sure you get those reports from your delegate, from the board. Make sure you go to your regional forum. I hear you're having one this year, right? Go there and ask the board questions too. But I love you guys, and thank you for all the service you do for your area. I love my GSRs just as much as these guys love you. So thank you for allowing me to participate.
Thank you, Drew. Larry. Where's Larry? Okay, here's your question. How are you making a difference in your area as the delegate?
Good morning, everybody. My name is Larry, and I'm an alcoholic. Privileged to serve Arizona Area 3 as their Panel 76 delegate. How are you making a difference in your area as delegate? Well, I just started, so you know, but I guess one of the things that I kind of feel like I want to open a channel of communication, maybe that's been a little different than what we've done in the past. One of the things that I did start was a delegates corner on our website, because I've seen some of the other delegates here that did that, and I got that idea. I am waiting to get it translated in Spanish, because I want to make sure that everything that we do, that I do, that is available to our Hispanic districts and GSRs and community. So that might be a little bit of the difference that I'm making so far. No, I'm just going to go off script. You know, I came to PRASA in Hawaii in 2011 as a DCM, and we had such a blast that I said, I got 15 years to become a delegate so I can come back to PRASA in Hawaii, right? So, you know, so making a difference is opening up the lines of communication for me to what I've heard here and I've heard in other places is answer is always love, to make sure I'm being kind and conscientious. I'm answering all the communications of emails. I get tons of emails on the first, like the fourth day of January. I get a traditions violation, or I don't know about violation, but a note from General Service about an anonymity break. That's the word. I'm thinking, what, already? I mean, you know, Blas, are you still on? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Larry. Nikki. Where is Nikki? So, how do you, as a leader, practice trust as you work with other trusted servants?
Hi, everyone. I'm Nikki. I'm the delegate for Area 5. I have the... It's a great privilege. Thank you for the question, Riley. You know, you have to give trust, I think, in order to receive it. And what I mean by that is, and perhaps I'm being like a Pollyanna, but if someone... if I try my very best, if I promise to do something, I will try my very best unless it's something, if it's something beyond my capacity, the first thing I do is I can say, you know, I'm not sure I can do this, but I can try. Yeah. No. then that way it's like, and that is trust building. And I would expect someone who wants to earn my trust to say the same. You know, in general service, every 2 years, I joke about, every 2 years, I get thrown into the deep end of the pool, and I'm not really that good a swimmer, you know, but I can dog paddle, you know, and so every 2 years, I have been building trust with my area, or my district, or my group, and they have an opportunity to build trust with me. So as a leader, how do I practice trust? I just keep trying to build it. Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki. Deborah is on the finance committee. And I am on the finance committee, so this is so cool. Her question is, are we being good stewards of the Southern tradition at all levels of service?
Aloha. You know, I just love that. Thank you so much. My name is Deborah. I'm an alcoholic. And my red nose is in my bag. But, you know, I serve on the finance committee, and I'm honored to be panel 75 delegate for Hawaii area. Oh, and thank you for the question. Are we being good stewards of the seventh tradition at all levels of service? Yes. I mean that right here from my na'al, right from my gut. I trust, you know, reliance and trust is what I get from the concepts that I can see from my first legacy. And I'm trusting that the group, the district, the area, other circles of service, laterally, horizontally, the General Service Board, are good stewards of our seventh tradition. So, but the question is, where is the seventh tradition coming from? Two places. Well, our seventh tradition is our voluntary contributions. That's our responsibility. You know, this weekend I've heard many things. And I'm so glad that the last panel that we just had with our past trustees happened, because I hear finance in their shares every year. Continue, please, to show your gratitude in the basket. That's what your gratitude looks like, is where spirituality and money mix is the gratitude that's in the basket. Please continue to contribute. And it is my experience that at all levels of service, they are good stewards of our seventh tradition. And I'm going to say this. I want to just say thank you to all the past delegates that are here from Hawaii area. And my alternate delegate, thank you. I appreciate you for setting the way. My name is Deborah. I'm an alcoholic.
Thank you, Deborah. Wayne, where's Wayne? Your question is, what advice would you give a new GSR who wants to carry the message to remote communities?
Yeah, hi, my name's Wayne. I am an alcoholic. The panel 76 delegate for Area 02, Alaska. And what advice would I give a new GSR who wants to carry the message to remote communities? Get out and do it. The thing I think that I could offer and that I encourage other people in the area to offer is to provide contact information to let them know how I did it myself, ask others to offer how they did it, to get a variety of experiences, and then, like I say, just go out and reach out. That seems to be the thing that's worked best for me. Maybe not everybody's as able to cold call, but I know that the people that are on the other end really appreciate it. And a lot of them want it, but don't know it. And so to me, that's about the simplest I can make it. We have a lot of resources. We have Remote Communities Committee. We have other people who, like I say, have done it. So, yeah, just get out and do it. Thank you.
Thank you. Courtney is next. And your question is, my district added a budget line item for gift subscriptions to the Grapevine. Does this include Lavinia, or is that a separate gift subscription purchase?
Hi, my name's Courtney. I'm an alcoholic. Delegate for Western Washington, Area 72. An amazing, amazing area. Panel 75, and I sit on the Grapevine Lavinia Conference Committee, so thank you. So my district added a budget item, line item for gift subscriptions to the Grapevine. Does this include Lavinia, or is that a separate gift subscription purchase? So what you can do is go to both Grapevine and Lavinia have separate websites today. And there's something called the Carry the Message program, which at the bottom of the webpage you can go to and purchase a subscription to Carry the Message. And then it goes to the, can go to correctional facilities, it can go to other outreach efforts, et cetera. So you can do that for each individually. And there's a really interesting, one thing I've been talking to groups about, because we have this discussion around, should we accept voluntary contributions? And you'll read that we do not accept voluntary contributions, but I think this is a perfect example of how we can help support Grapevine and Lavinia. You can go and purchase Carry the Message subscription. Groups have started, some groups I know do that as part of their splits. And so I know a lot of people will say, I don't need one personally, but so I don't subscribe. But guess what? You can. You can support them through this program and this project. And so I think that's another way we can think about how to support Grapevine. Maybe we start here while we continue to have the conversations about self-support, which I would love everyone to consider this way forward right now as we continue the conversations. Thanks.
Thank you. Next up is Dan. And your question is, what's the best thing you've heard of so far at PRASA? Where are you?
First, anytime I've ever started anything, it's pretty hard for me to get done in 2 minutes. I'm Dan, I'm an alcoholic. I'm the panel 76 delegate for Area 92, Eastern Washington, a little bit of Montana, Idaho, and Oregon. Boy, that's hard to narrow down. It's more the feeling I get here.
I've been sober 47 years. And, well, you might not applaud after this part, but this is my third process. And I robbed myself of years of this. And, you know, I was involved with service more, you know, in corrections and a lot of things that were given back to me much more than I ever gave, and that's exactly what I'm experiencing here. However you can express that to anybody else, that they get involved at this level and be around people in service, is the biggest privilege I've ever had in my life. So let's keep this going, and thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Adrian, you're up. Okay. So, Adrian, what is the difference between inclusion and accessibility?
My name is Adrian. I'm an alcoholic. I have the trust of my area to serve as a Panel 76 delegate in San Diego and Imperial Counties. Paul, Area 08. And it's an honor to be up here. I'm not going to skip the question, but I every panel I've been a part of in the area, like, I tell them, like, there will never be another group like us, and there will never be another group like us. So thank you for sharing with me. The difference between inclusion and accessibility. I do serve, well, I haven't served yet. I'm beginning to serve on the Treatment and Accessibilities Committee in the safe arms of Drew and Mike, so I'm safe and protected. I appreciate that. I would say inclusion is an action and accessibility is an idea. I know that we do a lot of inclusion in Area 08, at least anything that I participate in. I'm uncomfortable a lot. I know that if I'm being inclusive, I'm typically making myself uncomfortable or somebody else uncomfortable. And so that's kind of the barometer that I've used to gauge whether I'm living this on a personal level. I'm going to learn a lot more as delegate about this. I've mentioned the inclusion of our Hispanic community. We've done outreach to our Native American community. I don't know. How about this? I'll report back next PRASA. Sound good? Thanks.
And Chris, your question is on hybrid assemblies. Is there any information on Zoom etiquette that can be put in a chat or on paper?
Yeah, here we go again. My name is Chris. I am an alcoholic. I have the honor and privilege of serving as the Panel 76 delegate for Oregon Area 58. Thank you for the question. On hybrid assemblies, is there any information on Zoom etiquette that can be put in a chat or on paper? Yes. I don't know what it is. that this is an area that moves into the autonomy of everybody in Alcoholics Anonymous. You decide. We don't tell you. Right? So there is collective experience out there. I would encourage participants who are utilizing this platform to share their experience with others who are also utilizing this platform. We have protocols at our area assemblies as far as being recognized and being muted and unmuted in some of these, but these are the ideas that are being applied in our area. Every area is autonomous. We all do things differently. That's one of the things that being delegate has really exposed me to, is just how much diversity in how we do this thing exists across all of the different areas. So I appreciate the question. I look forward to finding out what the answer is. Thank you.
Over here. Okay, why do I always follow Chris? There were a lot of questions in the basket that were board related or obviously wanting to have an answer from the trustee level or the board level. So I picked one. This will be our last question. We're about ready to conclude this wonderful opportunity. And so I'm going to take this question myself. It is, are there any details on the budget plan to rebuild the reserve fund or budget spending cuts? So I'm going to take the budget spending cuts first. Last year, the board, did I not say my name? Do I need to? Okay, my name is Riley, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Riley.
Okay, so the budget spending cuts, we went through six iterations of the budget this last year. And every time we cut and slashed and figured out what we could do to help cut costs, then we decided we'd bring it down another percentage and we'd pass it around again. So that's what we've done on budget cuts for the past 2 years. Just so you know, we're slashing, we're cutting, we're making decisions all the time on how we can still provide services to your groups that you want and not increase anything over what's naturally increasing. But I want to address the rebuilding the reserve fund. What is our plan for this? Well, when there's this thing that called the pandemic that came along, and it affected everybody, businesses, families, AA groups, we were all affected. And none of us got a plan that came along with it. Nobody sent out, well, we're shutting down for the next 2 years, so here's what you're going to do instead. So every one of us, from your business to your family to AA groups, had to wing it for the next 2 years and figure out what your plan was going to be one day at a time. So our decision on that day that we took $4 million out of the reserve fund, it was pretty much a question of, well, should we shut the doors of AA? Should we spend this money to shut AA down because we're out of cash and we have nowhere to get anymore? So do we spend this? Or do we let AA shut its doors? Because maybe we might need that money later. That's it. I'm still here. I got carried away. Okay, So I want to thank our delegates. They are wonderful. They gave perfect answers. They're terrific. I love the Pacific Region delegates.